Thank you for calling customer support. This is Taisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was your name again? Hello?
Hello? What was that, ma'am?
I said, what was your name? I didn't get it.
It was Taisha.
Taisha, that's with a T?
Yes, ma'am, with a T.
Okay. What I'm calling about was I received a product or a charge from your company, which I gather is Instant Garden Makeover. Is that correct?
Well, ma'am, we're a third-party customer service center. We service over 100 different vendors.
So you don't really know who charged me, right?
No, ma'am, but I can definitely look up your name and find an account for you if you would like.
Okay, thank you. I'd like you to do that. You want me to spell my last name? Or what would you like to start with? Taisha?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
What would you like me to start with?
Well, I had your phone number. I found the account with your phone number.
Okay.
Can you just verify
yes.
your first and last name?
Lisa Lichtenberger.
Thank you for that, Ms. Lichtenberger. I do have that account for security purpose. Could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 8855 North Buchanan Drive, Prescott, Arizona, 86305.
Thank you for that. Just waiting on your account to load up.
Okay. Thank you, Taisha. That's a pretty name. Very
thank
unusual.
You. Just a moment. Still waiting on the account to load up. It's loading slow.
Sure.
All right, so it looks like on December the 16th, you paid $6.95 to receive Lunactive.
Right. Was that the eye serum or was that the cream?
The eye serum and the face cream. We have both products that you received.
Okay. And you don't really know which company sent that, correct? Or you do?
Well, we're the customer service center for them. So whatever you need, we handle it for them.
Okay, and you have an account number for me, did you say?
Yes, I do have your account pulled up, and it has an account number on it.
Can I have that number, please?
263-519-572.
Did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had no idea when I paid for the free sample shipping that I was going to be sent more product. Apparently, it's in there, hidden in the information that quite kind of hidden in the information. I'm sure you get these calls periodically. And I do not want to receive any of that product, and I plan to return it when I get it. When is the other product going to arrive, the main product?
The product that's being shipped out is the product that you – oh, it has a tracking number on it. Just a moment. It is showing that it's in transit with a tracking number. It hasn't provided a date yet, but by tomorrow it should have a, a date of when your package will be delivered.
Okay, and what tracking number is it?
Not it's a long number if you want to take it down.
I'm writing it, Taisha. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Ed, I'm ready.
It's
94011 0011 0011 0011 203 213 213 714 735 235 257 257. That's it? That's the entire number?
That's the tracking number, yes, ma'am.
And that's going to be for both products, the eye serum and the cream?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And, again, I had no idea that I was doing anything more than requesting a free trial sample and paying the shipping for that. And it hasn't been 14 days, and I'm already being charged for this product. $97 for one, and what was the other one? $97 approximately, $97.97 and $96.42. What's the procedure to make sure this is canceled and I want to return it?
Well, we don't take anything back. If you like the product, we can definitely give you a 35% discount and maybe get you a free bottle sent out.
Okay, and how do I get a discount?
The discount is a 35% discount. If you like the product, if the product is working well for you, you could any order. I mean, if you want to continue to receive the product, we'll just bill you cheaper for it instead of the $96.41.
Okay, and where is this information where I agreed that I would take the product at this very high price? Because I didn't see it on the sample request when I paid for the shipping.
It's stated in the terms and conditions.
Whereabouts in the terms and conditions?
The terms and conditions, the long paragraph, but it's like in the second paragraph. But the once you click on terms and the conditions, you're able to see all the charges and what was stated. It's a 7-day trial, actually not a 14-day.
Okay, because I just received that product last Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure whether it was Thursday or Friday. So it hasn't even been 7 days. So you guys send that other product right away?
No, it was 7 days from when you placed the order. It was a trial, not from when you test the product, from when you placed the order. It's like a trial, you know, like a 30-day trial, like a, you know, saying if you get like a Netflix account, like a trial, you have the 30 days to cancel or you'll be billed. That's what it was. But it's from when you first placed the order.
Okay. And what date do you show I placed the order?
On December the 16th.
16. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm sure you get these calls periodically. But yeah, I had no idea that I was going to be charged almost $200 here. So you're telling me your guys' policy is not to accept returns?
Yeah,
or it's not your product?
We don't accept anything back. Like, we're a shipping company, we don't receive, so we're not able to accept anything back.
Okay, so it comes from a shipping company, you said, not from you?
We ship it out, we can't receive it back.
Okay, but you do ship it out?
That's correct.
Okay, and I had a question, too. Why are there two different companies listed? One is this, what is it? One of them is Instant Garden Makeover, and the other is Astonishing Hardware. What type of companies are those?
those are just the website names that you're able to order the product from. Like saying if one vendor did not have the eye serum or the face cream, they would have got it from the next vendor, and that's how you that's the name that'll show up on the billing.
Okay. All right. And would I receive this 35% discount on the product that I've already been charged for?
No, ma'am, just the future charges.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you've heard this before, so I'm not trying to give you a bad time, but I intend to turn this over to the fraud department of the FTC because I had no idea they were going to do something like this, and I haven't even had the product in my possession for a week, and you guys they're already charging me for it. Is there anything else you can tell me about this, Taisha?
I just want to inform you that even with taking it over to the fraud, we do just send them over the information that you agreed to. If you're looking for a refund or something, I can definitely speak to my supervisor and see what we can do for you as far as a refund. But being that the product has been shipped out and you did had to pay for the product that you already received because they were on a 7-day trial, but they were a 30-day supply that we sent out. So that's actually the full bottle that you have that we sent out. Those are not trial bottles. Those are actually 30-day supplies. But
So the product, the eye serum is only a tablespoon, 15 milliliters, and the cream is only 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters. Is that right?
I'm not for sure how much come in the product. I just know it's a 30-day supply that they said they sent out. I don't know the millimeters of them.
Okay. Pretty small bottles. Very small, in fact.
Yeah, that's the next shipping that you're going to get are the same bottles that you have or the same bottles you're going to get because that's their 30-day supply that they send out, and that's the price of the bottles.
So if I understand you correctly, I'm not being charged for the samples. I'm being charged for what you've mailed out already.
That's correct because it was never a sample. It was a trial.
Okay. So... again, just so I'm clear, the charges that I'm being billed $97 and $99 for are what was shipped out and I'm supposed to possibly receive in the next few days.
That was already sent out, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this tracking number you gave me is for the additional product that's supposed to be coming in the mail.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And what type of information do they keep when consumers request the ship to receive the trial sample and pay for the shipping? Did I agree to pay these very high prices?
Yes, ma'am, you did. It's stated in the terms and conditions, everything that I providing to you, I'm getting off the terms and conditions that you agreed to when you first placed the order for the $6.95.
Okay, so did I check a yes or an okay or something like that?
Correct. You agreed to it when you placed the order because you couldn't submit the order unless you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Okay. All right. So the 35% discount would only apply if I continued to receive product after this next shipment.
That's correct.
Okay.
On these were stated in the terms and condition. By placing an order, you agree to a full terms and conditions of policies as well as the enrollment into our monthly auto ship program where you will receive immediately be billed the shipping and handling amount of $6.95 and will immediately be shipped out of bottom of Lunecta face cream. You have 7-day trial period. Your trial will begin upon replacing the order of the cream. After face cream trial of 7 days has ended, your credit card will be automatically charged the full retail price of $97.97, and you will be shipped the recurring shipping of a Lou Active face cream every 30 days unless you take action to cancel your trial. For all MasterCard transactions only, within 2 days, you'll receive your email requiring your response to the activity of the monthly auto ship program. If you're happy with Lou Cream Face, you're required to contact the monthly auto ship program in order to receive. And then they said, click, and they put left our number right here to call customer service to cancel. And it says, click on the cancellation link to cancel your auto ship. It's all that stated in the terms and conditions that we're going to send over to the wherever you're going to take it to, the fraud department, the bank, wherever you take it.
Okay. And do you have copies of the emails that I supposedly received?
No, I don't have your email address. I'm a third party representative, ma'am. I serve as over 100 different vendors. So I just don't have a specific email that was sent out to you. You should have it if you put the order in. But that you only got an email if you paid with a MasterCard, and they were telling you, I would say, for all MasterCard transactions only, within 2 days you'll receive an email requesting your response to the activity to the monthly auto ship program.
Okay, so if you use a Visa card, they don't give you an email.
That's correct. They give you an email, but it's not an email telling you to opt out. They give you an email, but it's not a, like the MasterCard get an email to see if they want to cancel out of the auto ship, and that is a MasterCard and something with MasterCards that they have on here. Hold on.
Okay. And the did the email come from LoonActive or from, not from your company, right? It would have come from LoonActive?
That's correct.
Okay. So if I understand this correctly, the initial shipment was for the free trial sample. And
no, you did. You never got a sample. You always got a 30-day supply. You never got a sample. You got a trial.
I'm sure you get a lot of confusion about that. So now is that tracking number the one you gave me for the product that I've already received, or for additional product that they're sending?
This is This was shipped out on December 26th.
Okay. And it came from these two companies I mentioned that are third-party handlers of the product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it doesn't actually come from LoonActive.
It comes from, that's the product, LoonActive. That's where you get it from. That's where all the membership is from. But we are the third-party customer service for LoonActive. We handle all the cancellations and everything with them. But you got their product.
So they're going to try to send me more product on what date?
The product was shipped out on December the 26th. I gave you the tracking number. You should have a date tomorrow.
Okay. Well, what I'm asking is I received product, these little tiny bottles. I received them last week, Thursday or Friday of last week, which would have been the, I don't know, I can look at a calendar if you need me to. But so have they sent more product on the 26th and 25th or not?
I'm saying that on the 26th, I'm saying on the 26th, 9642, you had another bottle shipped out.
Okay, so there is a second batch in the mail, is
correct.
What you're saying, with this tracking number here.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, because what I'm going to do is I cancel the card so they can't charge my card anymore because I sure as hell don't want to pay $400 for this stuff. As I'm sure you hear this all the time, I thought I was getting a sample. if I liked it, and then make a decision. The terms and conditions, it's hidden in there. It's not easy to see those. So, okay, so if they mailed out the product on the 25th, and that's what you're saying, they mailed out the product again on the 25th and 26th.
Yes, on the 26th. They mailed out the product on the 26th.
Okay. And, okay, when active. Okay, so there is, with this tracking number, there is already product in the mail. So what I originally received couldn't be this product because last Thursday was the 22nd and the 21st. So last Thursday was the 22nd and the 23rd. And that's when I received product. And again, they sent me more product. What you're saying, is that correct? They sent me more product on the 26th?
That's correct.
Okay. So I should be getting two more bottles of this stuff, one the serum and one the cream.
That's correct.
Okay. And, okay. All right. So they're not going to send me any more because I canceled my card. So they're not going to have a number to charge me with.
All right, so I can definitely go ahead and get the account canceled out for you, being that the card has been canceled. Are you filing a dispute with your bank already?
Yes, I did, and I'm going to do the FTC, even though you don't think it'll do any good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked. I had no idea. This is supposedly the stuff that Trump's wife developed, right?
Correct.
Or you even know? Yeah. Okay. All right.
One second.
All right.
Just a minute.
Sure.
All right, and I do have a cancellation number if you want to take that down.
Okay, Taisha, I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
277-8663.
Let me just repeat that back to you. C as in Charlie, 277-8663.
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, but apparently whatever was mailed out a couple days ago, there's no way it could have arrived yet correctly, being as you're saying they sent that second shipment out on
yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was Monday, it was Monday, right. Okay, cancellation number. Well, I appreciate your information, Taisha.
And, you're more than welcome.
I will be expecting that other product.
Okay,
and then if I decided for some sick reason that I wanted more, I could get it at a 35% discount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just give us a call back.
I beg your pardon?
Give us a call back.
Okay. And I have two phone numbers here. Are they to the same company? The other phone number I have is, let me give it to you, is 833-668-6617.
It's the same customer service.
Okay. All right. And so the number I reached you on, which was the 631-0076, it's the same company as the other number.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And if I needed to get copies of the emails that I was supposedly sent some type of email from LoonActive, right? Even though I didn't use a MasterCard.
You were supposed to get a like your confirmation number and things like that in an email.
Okay. All right. Okay, Taisha, you have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling customer support. Thank you.